Mr. Brown, why did you decide to run?
As being a native of Mountain Home, it is, I think it's very important to have someone that has been born and raised here that represents this area to be able to be the voice of the people of Marion and Southern Baxter counties. My family have very deep roots in this community. My grandparents on my mother's side were Dr. Benjamin Salzman and Betty Salzman, and Dr. Salzman was a huge part of the Mountain Home area. He is what is today Baxter Health and also the Bull Shoals Hospital. He had the Salzman Gunther Clinic, and he did that practice and was also very involved in Rotary. He had on a local level and also on the national level, he was Rotary International's president, and our families have always been givers to this community. Dr. Salzman donated the land for Hickory or Rotary Park. My grandparents on my dad's side, Jim and Zella Brown, they own Twin Gables Resort in Lakeview. No, I'm sorry, Lakeview and Camellia. And then they also started Jim Brown Company Heating and Cooling. And my grandfather served at the Mountain Home School Board on Mountain Home City Council and did several deals like that as he was a business person in our area. And then my father, of course, he has been with the Jim Brown Company for, he started in 1965 with the company. And he has taught me how to manage a business career along with his planning commission and such. And so they have served as excellent examples on how to do. And then I have been blessed. My wife Dana is very involved in our Mountain Home area and with the public schools. For me, I've been blessed to be able to serve on, you know, many city and county and also state boards and, you know, commissions. And just, I feel like it is a duty and an honor to be able to serve, and I'm looking forward to being able to represent and be the voice of the citizens of District 4.
District 4, of course, is portions of Baxter and Marion County, Gassville, Flippin, Cotter, Yellville, Salesville, Norfolk, and my favorite city of them all, Buffalo City. You've already spent some time meeting with constituents and hearing concerns. What are some of the biggest concerns that have been that you hope to address if elected?
When I am elected, I want to be the voice of the people. Everyone in the communities you just mentioned have different needs. The folks of Peel have a much different concern and would like to see their government represent them in a way that would be different than what, say, Norfolk. Mm-hmm. And I want to be the voice. Each person has concerns, and they need to be heard. They need to be genuinely listened to and represented in Little Rock. That is a huge passion and charge and challenge of mine. Mm-hmm. For my personal things that I am, I'm a huge advocate of education. I was blessed. I was able to get a four-year degree at Henderson State University. That's where I met my wife of 33 years, and wouldn't trade that experience for anything. But take, for example, my son, James Daniel Brown. When he graduated from high school, he had no desire to go to a four-year degree. I would like to see that there is a pathway for a technical or certificate degree to give the folks that are coming out to an opportunity, if they're applying for a job, to give them a leg up, to separate them from everybody else. So education is something that's very dear to me. As a cattle farmer, it's also very important to have, for us to have agriculture and farming. If you look at District 4, we have a very large ground population, but if you look at it, we have more cattle and turkey barns, so there's probably more animals than there are registered voters, and so I would like to be able to also be a voice and represent and speak for them. Economic development is something that is a passion and is something that's very important. I am blessed to own a few businesses in the Twin Lakes area, and economic development is something that we need to focus on and make sure that our area is under it grows in a controlled and in a positive manner.
Being a business owner and focusing on economic development, what are things that this area can do to promote economic development?
When we do business, I visit with people every single day that have come to our area on vacation, or they've been on a family trip, or some have just even passed through, and they have met the wonderful people of our area and the gifts, you know, of our beauty. The tourism piece of it brings a large portion of our people here. And that's not just for retirement. It also brings people in here to work in our hospitals, to work at Arkansas State University, small business to come visit, you know, a heating and cooling business, a plumbing business. And so we have to make sure that those opportunities are afforded and available to them to make sure that they have an opportunity if they own their own business in a different place to be able to come here to establish roots and make themselves be involved in our community.
You mentioned agriculture. Of course, Representative Fortner is the chair of the Agriculture and Forestry Committee.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is crucial for Baxter and Marion County.
Yes, ma'am.
What can you say to the farmers of this area that want to hear directly from someone who, having Representative Fortner chair that committee, that was very important for this area?
It was incredibly important. And Representative Fortner has done a very good job. He has done leaps and bounds worth of good for the farmers in our area. For me, I would like to make sure that we've had several things that have been passed down that have made it very difficult. If you're a large producer, you're able to absorb some of these costs. But if you are someone that raises one or two to be able to feed your own family, it's gotten to where it is very difficult for that producer to be able to sustain and, you know, and make it in this market. And the price of beef is today not bad, but in the past has not been the greatest, and so you don't know what it's going to be tomorrow.
If it's not beef, it's hay.
It's hay, or if it's corn.
Or fertilizer.
It's always something that, you know, about the time that you think that something's going to be okay here, then it hits you from a different direction. And I would like to be able to continue to that legacy of good work and positive image. Mm-hmm. District 4 is very diverse as far as the farming community. We have, you have Butterball, you have cattle producers, you have some small, you know, folks that raise some hogs. There is all kinds of things, and I would like to be the voice of them, because each one has their own individual concern and things that you don't think about that affects them. Mm-hmm. And so if you're able to take that information and carry it to Little Rock and be the voice of that, I think would be an awesome opportunity.
You also mentioned education, married to a lifelong educator as well. School's about to start tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
For Mountain Home, Cotter's Thursday. Everybody's starting the next couple of days. The LEARNS Act has been the focal point of the legislature for the past 7-8 months. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on the LEARNS Act and how it will be implemented and affect your District 4?
In District 4, I was so pleased when Governor Sanders came. She, I hope, was able to answer some of the questions and concerns. When you say LEARNS, there is people that are very passionate for and a lot that are passionate against. And I thought her town hall was excellent to be able to calm some of that. The things that I think are great is that we are able to take our brand new teachers and give them a rate of pay that is going to be with anybody in the nation. I mean, we are going to be up in the topper percentile of making sure that is taken care of. What scares me is that they're saying that is going to be funded and paid for by the state, but what we don't know is for how long, and we want to make sure that our teachers that have been there, done that, like Dana, that have been there for years, that have worked to get to that pay level, when you get a $2,000 stipend, we just want to make sure that those people are also treated fairly.
District 4 has some smaller school districts.
Very small
districts.
Especially
Norfolk, and that was of concern to many people, is how can you sustain this level of financial commitment, not just this year, but we're talking 10 years down the road.
Exactly. Once you give someone that pay, you can't take it away. Mm-hmm. And the state has stepped up and said that they are going to support, you know, when you look at...
She used the word perpetuity.
Yes,
I had
ma'am.
Never heard that word before in regards to the financial commitment.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. And so when you look at Yellville, Norfolk, Cotter, you know, and then you have, you know, Bruno, Payette, you know, they're consolidated, but still, those are still very much so concerns that these districts have, and we have to make sure that they are able to do these things today, tomorrow, 10 years into the future, when James Daniel is in this area and he is, you know, has a missus or children in one of those districts, then we want to make sure that we're able to maintain the high level and quality of individual that we have today that we did when you and I went to school.